Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Siren and Fam Podcast.
Episode 3 or 4. I don't keep track. School has me going everywhere, so if I probably mess up, most likely, don't care. Well, after that, we're off to a good start. Anywho, since I had a cup of coffee already, I'm pretty much going to just do maybe one or two skits. I don't know. Have a whole lot I haven't really done. Because school likes to drain you, so yeah, so gonna die. So I'm probably gonna read 2 today, instead of just the normal one, random one. I actually wrote some of these. So first one is gonna be this character that has a crush on my main character, Siren. Also, excuse the sounds you might hear during this. My laptop is blowing up with a whole lot of stuff. So, pretty much, I'm going to give you a little backstory on the character that I'm using right now. This character, his name is Claude. He is around 28, I believe. I think he's around 28, somewhere around 28. It's hard to remember his full age. Let me actually look it up again because it's hard. Okay. He is, 25. He is a bartender and spa owner. Oh, before I even go farther. His full name is Claude Black, aka Bunny. So if you hear him or a siren say Bunny, you'll know he's referring to himself. Quick disclaimer, if you're not very fond of LGBT stuff, I advise that you, stop listening, because once I start this, it's, gonna get to you if you don't like the LGBT stuff. Anywho, this guy is, very gay. So, pretty much, not very girly clothes, but small amount of makeup, heels, little heel boots, jewelry, same a few. Tight clothing, as well. And he pretty much has this very big crush on the main OC that I use here, Siren. And I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure if I actually named him. Well, I know I named him, but I don't think I told you guys about him. Pretty much, he's my main OC. He's the demon wolf dragon hybrid that I created out of nowhere. Just got bored one day and used it and was like, oh, well, let me make something out of this random name I just thought of. Pretty much, this guy's kind of based off of me, so pretty much me, except he doesn't sound like me, unless in female form. Just the voice is kind of altered to not be completely sounding like me. Anywho, let's get to the skit here, and hopefully not completely spaz out. Alright. I wish Siren would look at me like how he looks at chocolate. Hungrily. Passionately. Lustfully. Is that too much to ask? I want to feel his intent in just one glance. One. I want to melt even more than the Wicked Witch did. Siren is just so... wow. Here I'm coming. He gets mad if I use his phone for too long. But hey, who cares? I mean, I still could probably use it for a little bit. Just gotta hide it from him. Oh crap, he's coming in. I can hear him close to the door. I'm gonna hide the phone. Claude, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just, just sitting here. On my bed. Okay. Well, where's my phone? I haven't seen it. I don't know. Maybe Irene took it. Yeah, typically Irene would take everything from me. Alright, well, I guess I believe you, Bunny. But if you see her, I need you to tell her to give me my stuff back, or else there's gonna be some problems. Got it? Yes, Master. I mean, sir. Sorry. Okay. Okay, good, he's gone. Okay, back to what I was saying. He's really cool. His voice is just so dreamy and deep. I've never been so attached to a person, I swear. Well, other than my friend Argon, he's pretty cool. Even though I treat him like a younger brother instead of a friend. We tend to not see eye to eye all the time. But hey, who cares at the moment? Come on, seriously? His phone's gonna go dead? Not to mention, some guy has been texting him over and over again. Going out to speak with him about that. Maybe ask him who the heck Siok is. Name sounds foreign. I wonder where this person is from. Guess I'll never find out till next time, huh? I mean,